Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." John 12, verse 31. Well, it's Good Friday. Welcome to church. My name is the Reverend Trevor Young, Rector of Abbotsford Anglican Church, St Andrews. With me today are our musicians, Fiona, Amber, Rosemary, and our Bible reader is Stuart. This morning's service is a service of Bible readings, prayer, and song. So come with us back to that day when Christ our Lord and our Saviour died, and why we Christians call this day good. So let's begin with prayer. Almighty God, who of your great love for mankind on this day you gave your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to die upon the cross, grant us a living faith in our Redeemer and a thankful remembrance of his death. Help us to love him better for his exceeding great love towards us, and grant that our sins may be put away and nailed to the cross and buried in his grave, that they may be remembered no more against us, and your peace, which passes all understanding, put our hearts and minds at rest in the knowledge of you and of your love. In the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Trevor. Good morning and a very happy Easter. Our Bible readings for Good Friday are from John's Gospel, chapters 18 and 19, and the first of the readings begins at verse 28 of chapter 18 through to verse 18 of chapter 19. The Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. And with this he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But is it your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover? Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement. It was the day of the preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. And so the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
Well, it's good that we're allowing ourselves to go back in time and remember the reason for why we call this day good. I trust God is speaking to you through his word read and sung. God's word read and sung does that. Here might we stay and sing of him our soul adores. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like yours. Let me take you aside from hearing the word read and sung to hearing for a moment how we can apply them. Most mornings, breakfast for me consists of a large glass of water or two, a flat white coffee to wash down the jerry pills, and a hot cross bun warmed up in the microwave with a touch of butter. Yes, a hot cross bun most mornings. Not the best of breakfasts, I agree, but lunch and dinner, I assure you, are more nutritious. Fortunately for me, hot cross buns are an item regularly acquired throughout the whole year. You might be sharing in one yourselves today on this Good Friday. Some of you might be thinking, well, all year round? Well, that takes away their specialness, but I disagree. Not for the reason you might be thinking. On the bun is a cross. A cross that was put there, not for decoration originally, but as a reminder. A reminder of the cross of Christ. A reminder that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Why? For God so did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3, verses 16 and 17. The cross on the bun is a good reminder, not just to remember one day in the year, but all year through. But I gather it's not the cross on the bun that people have demanded to have them available all year round, but their taste. And they do taste good, slightly warmed with a dash of butter in the morning. And there again, another reminder from God's word comes to mind. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Knowing God is good. When we don't feel loved or special or that we matter to anyone, the cross reminds us that we matter to God. We are special to him. God loves us even when we don't deserve it. And God wants us to know him. We need to know him, like we need a vaccine for COVID-19. We need to know God. The cross reminds us. And if we didn't have the cross, we would not be able to know God. The cross has saved us from not knowing God. The cross has rescued us from missing out on tasting that the Lord is good now and forever. It's good that we have the cross. So I don't mind that hot cross buns are available all year round, for the message of the church to the church is the cross. And for the message of the church to the world is the cross. And the message of the church to you is the cross. For God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son, that if you believe in him, you shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn you, but to save you through him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The cross reminds us that the Lord is good. Do not forget. So let's return to hearing the scriptures read and sung. Let's return to the events of that day and why we call it good.
The The second of our readings this morning comes from John chapter 19, verses 19 to 30. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." And so this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Is a holy God.
God is a holy God.
We can't be friends because of our sin. Died to wash us clean when we put our trust in him. God opens his arms and welcomes us in.
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 God is a holy God. Of our sin.
God the Father, creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit, the strengthener,
have mercy on us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons and one God,
have mercy on us.
Lord, remember not our offences, nor the offences of our forefathers, Spare us, good Lord. Spare your people whom you have redeemed with your precious blood.
Spare us, good Lord.
From all spiritual blindness, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all uncharitableness.
Good Lord, deliver us.
Bless and defend all who strive for our safety and protection, and shield them in all dangers and adversities.
Hear us, good Lord.
Heal those who are sick in body or mind, and give skill and compassion to all who care for them.
Hear us, good Lord.
Strengthen those who stand firm in the faith. Encourage the faint-hearted. Raise up those who fall. And bless your servants who spread the gospel in all the world.
Hear us, good Lord.
In our times of trouble, in our times of prosperity, in our hour of death, and on the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
Father, grant us all true repentance. Forgive our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and strengthen us by your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The third of our readings this morning comes from John chapter 19, verses 31 to 42. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who'd been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you may also believe. These things happen so the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, They laid Jesus there.
Well, friends, our service is almost coming to a close, and I'm glad that you're able to join us on this Good Friday as we remember why Jesus was sent into the world. And there's a scripture sentence from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, that we'll bring to the close of our service before we sing our last song together, and it comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It reminds us of why God actually was sent in Jesus to us. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Let me pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, look graciously upon this, your family, for which your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, was willing to be betrayed and given up into the hands of wicked men, and then to suffer death on the cross, that they and we may be forgiven. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. John 16, verse 22. And then Jesus said to his disciples, "Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, and those listening in, please join us again on Easter Sunday morning. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.